You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Number one, hello.
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 Number two, I have a secret about you, but I'm afraid my client told me not to tell you, but it's itching.
You have a secret for me?
Oh, from you. I have to keep a secret from you.
Tell me.
But let's go to him first.
Introduce our guest again, who's here.
Okay, well, we got this guy right here, right? He got a little too much love last time. It was
so much.
It drove me.
Bring Doc back.
Why would he drive you crazy, Bobby?
Where are you performing?
Yeah.
Or you really? He's Ha Ha Cafe.
Yeah, what did you expect?
Is that racist? Are you being a mean weenie?
I'm not being mean, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's all
when
I
they
got.
Go, you know what I mean? Where is he performing?
Okay, how about this? How about this?
Wherever there's a coffee shop with a stage.
Wow, that's
I mean,
you want me to just walk out?
Yeah. He's on Jefferson and Venice.
You have
just
a
on
good
the
time
corner
over
with
there?
A mic. You know what I mean?
Are you still directing planes at Van Nuys?
Yeah.
Telling jokes. Doc is the man. Doc is back. We love Doc to death. And by the way, I see you're performing on Friday at the Laugh Factory. Why don't you bring Doc?
I'm performing when? Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Then bring Doc tonight.
I can't just bring this little guy.
Famous
over.
Bobby Lee. Superstar famous Bobby
and
Lee.
And I gotta go.
The biggest name on the flyer can't bring somebody to do a guest
first
spot.
First of all, can I just say this?
Interesting.
I'm on the outs there.
Why?
Because last night I found out something very interesting.
What?
What's that?
Is this the secret you were gonna tell me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you.
Wait, why? Do we need to blank it out? Is that why?
No. I think you'd just be very upset.
I would be upset?
Yeah.
Tell me.
But can we do the Laugh Factory first?
Fine.
All right. So yesterday, I was supposed to be there last night.
Okay.
So I called and I go, I can't make it. And they go, we got a birthday cake on stage for you.
Oh.
And Joe Coy and all these people showed up.
Happy
Joe Coy.
I'm like, I can't go. Right?
Why couldn't you go?
Because I was at a 2 Michelin star sushi restaurant.
2's not enough for me.
I know, you're a 3 man.
I'm a 3 star.
I get. But when you slum, you do 2.
When I'm roughing it.
Yeah, when you're roughing it.
Have you ever
been
to a Michelin star restaurant?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't even know what
love
that,
that shit.
Yeah.
It's good shit or what?
Yeah.
Michelin, you know what Michelin tire company?
Yeah.
The car tire company? They also rate restaurants internationally, believe that or not.
What the fuck? How did they
Because back in the 19, like early, well, back in the day, they were more like prestigious. They were the only tire company.
They're still very prestigious. In the sense, you know Michelin as like a tire on your Honda.
Right.
But they also make very, very high-end tires for like F1 and Indy, for like high-end cars.
Okay, I get
so
that.
So they were a prestigious, very wealthy company. And they had this side branch of doing fucking rating restaurants. Kind of like Guinness Book of World Records is Guinness, the beer company.
What?
Yeah, so
you don't
like,
know that?
In France.
No, same thing.
In France, it's probably like 15, like
oh,
three,
maybe.
2 or 3 star.
How many Michelin star restaurants are in France? Look that up, because honestly.
Probably 30.
Maybe 30 or 40.
Wait a minute, so Michelin owns these restaurants?
No. What they do is if you get a star, 1 star, it's like this restaurant hovers above any other plain restaurant you go to.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
2 stars, it's like you're going to drop a grand.
A lot. Look at 57 new starred restaurants in France.
Yeah.
638 restaurants in France, including 57 new ones. Holy shit. 638 restaurants have Michelin stars.
Yeah, it's quite quality.
That's insane, though.
So what's the difference between Michelin and Yelp?
Oh man. Jefferson and Sawtelle at 9:30 tonight.
9:30 tonight. Right.
No, you know what? For real though, it's snooty shit. It's like fancy snooty.
It's just for high end people.
No, you could go.
I could go.
Yeah. But it's like, we would have to take you there.
Yeah, that would be the right answer.
You could go though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like
Monsieur Bobby Lee, you and Andrew, we're happy to have you. Yeah. There is a little black man outside trying to get in.
He ordered the French fries.
Yeah, that would you do. Okay.
So my point is, so a Michelin star restaurant. So last night I went to a 2-star. There's one on La Cienega.
Yes.
And it cost a lot.
How much per person?
$400.
Jesus Christ. And you don't even drink booze.
No.
See, because when I drink alcohol and if I go to any fancy restaurant, it's another fuckload of money because you're drinking 2 drinks. Each drink is like $40.
But it's also a 2.5-hour event.
Yes, it's a night out.
So
yeah, you don't do this. All
like
this is like a
and dance or something, or is it just
what?
Just eating?
What? What do you say? Did you say dancing?
Are people singing and dancing?
Yes. No, it's not a black
There's
funeral.
A show.
Oh, easy, easy.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I saw a black funeral once on TV or whatever.
It's the most
Some
fun.
Guy did a fucking somersault crying.
Into the casket?
No, toward the casket, though. Like a he tumbled toward it. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But why do you guys get so... Anyway.
Well, you know.
This is very
emotional people.
This is very not 2021 what we're doing.
What is not?
What is it?
We're very stereotypical and we're telling jokes that are like...
We've been doing this since the beginning of the show.
I know, I understand that. Maybe let's move on. So anyway, the Michelin star restaurant.
You want to stop having fun on the show?
Yeah, there's a one called Cali on Melrose I've been to twice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's really good, but we should take you to one. I'm being real.
No, we should.
We should take him to Cali or one of these ones. Like Bestia in downtown, is it Michelin?
I've
been to Four Seasons, is that the same?
No, but they do have very high-end chefs. So
I didn't pay either. Eric Griffin and them, well, Gerard and them paid, so...
Gerard paid.
Yeah.
Let's make Eric pay for this. Let's take EP and make Eric pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eric will pay for this for you being on this program.
Okay.
For being on this program.
Oh, so anyway, let's go back to the Laugh Factory. So I'm in trouble there.
What did you do?
So I call and they go, I can't make it.
Wait,
and then,
time out.
Yeah.
The Michelin star restaurant. You went there with whom?
My brother.
You and Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve, my boy.
What did he get?
How you doing there, Steve?
It's one of those sushi restaurants where you can't order.
Oh, you went to... Park, no?
No, we went on La Cienega. Park's not a fucking Michelin star restaurant.
Sushi Park is.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, is it?
Yeah, it is. You're talking about Above Joe's Pizza.
No.
Sushi Park.
That's Michelin?
Oh, yeah.
All right, my bad.
But that one, there's no menu either.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So how do you go on a Michelin website to find this? What is this?
Yeah, when you're ordering tires, right, you click on, I want two
sets of snow tires and snow crab.
I'm just trying to educate myself. Yeah, yeah. And that's what we do. Okay.
No, you know what, Doc?
We love it. That's why we love you. That's
you're
why
right.
we love you.
Actually, by the way, yes, he's right. You can go to the Michelin website to find out the restaurants that are on the Michelin.
Exactly, you can.
So yes, you can.
You can't make reservations or look at probably menus and stuff.
Yeah.
Pete, look it up.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what? You might be more right than you think.
Okay.
And we laugh for no reason.
Yeah, we laugh for no reason. Yeah. We're laughing in your face.
But like Michelin.
What's the fanciest restaurant you've been to?
In here in the California?
Yeah.
No, give us Nevada first.
Delaware? Let's go from East Coast. Delaware on.
I've been to Four Seasons. That's it.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Okay, so look, Michelin Guide they've got you can scroll down, you can see. The restaurants that they've got on there have hotel ratings and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Discover the Michelin Guide restaurant selection. So there you go. You can look it up right there on the website.
Yeah,
so why don't you talk shit back to Bobby for laughing at you about that?
He's an asshole.
More than that. Give him something more than that.
Well, it ain't worth it. He's not even worth the fucking energy right now.
Just Ooh. Oh, wow. All right. All right.
That's funny. I'm the one that called you to get on this podcast.
I've been to Michelin in Japan, by the way.
Yeah? Which one?
It was called... Sai, S-A-I, Sai.
Was it good?
How
much was it?
Too much.
How much was it?
I'm embarrassed about that kind of stuff.
You're
proud of it. I'm embarrassed.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm embarrassed too. You have to say it because I said 400 a fucking pop.
Bobby, you been out of the country before too? What's wrong with... Hey, man,
I've been... I'll tell you where I've been in the world. Okay?
Okay.
I've been to Tokyo... Korea, right? I've been to South Africa, London, England.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah.
Germany.
Oh, your
Australia.
Favorite.
Germany is my favorite.
You love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
I can wear the outfit.
Yeah, do you still have that jacket?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah. Mexico. I've been to Honduras.
Honduras.
Canada, obviously. Where else have I been? I've been...
Philippines, obviously.
The Philippines, yeah.
Hold on, my mom's calling.
Okay.
Mom, you're on the Bad Friends podcast with me and Bobby and our special guest, Doc. Say hi.
Miss Santino.
Hey, Mom, how come you didn't call me back the four times that I called you today?
I'm calling you now.
Yeah, but I was going through a tough time all day today. I called you crying from the McDonald's drive-thru this morning. You didn't call me back. That's funny. I love you. I'll call you after the show. Bye. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, yes, I've been out of the country.
Oh, wow.
Have you?
Tijuana.
this guy's like a classic.
What'd you do in Tijuana?
You're a classic.
Other than buy chiclets. What did you do down there?
Me and a comic named Cisco, we did a show in
I love Cisco. Cisco?
Yeah. So we just went over there to get some tacos.
Oh, so you were in San Diego doing a show.
Yeah, and we walked across the border.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Brown tacos?
Yeah, just regular brown tacos.
On a street or in a restaurant?
It was in a hotel.
Street.
Yeah, it's the street tacos.
Yeah, we went to where's the restaurant over there?
He went to have tacos.
The Four Seasons in Tijuana.
No.
Or we was just walking blocks, too.
Tacos. They met two tacos at a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had tacos at a hotel.
I see.
That's what they did.
That's what they did. Yeah, yeah. What did you do down there?
Tacos.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, right, right, right. Tacos.
Right, okay. Tacos.
Anyway.
He walked around.
So can I go back to the Laugh Factory now? What happened?
Yes.
So in the background, I was talking to Enrique, the manager. In the background, I hear.
Great dude.
I love him.
Is trying to flip that place around hard.
And he also.
After the pandemic.
Used to work for him for the improvs, too, when he worked there. I loved him. So I hear in the background, this son of a bitch, this fucking guy we calling, you know what I mean, him?
About you?
It's Jamie Masada in the background.
About you?
Yeah, and I go, what the fuck is he rambling about? And then Jamie comes on. You broke my foot.
You broke his foot?
Yes.
When?
2 years ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How?
I broke his foot.
Doing what?
So I was at the Laugh Factory before the pandemic, and I had a good set, and I was like jumping around in the lobby.
I see it right now.
Right? And he goes, you calm down, right? And I walked up, and what are you going to do? Right? And I started hopping, right? And I slammed down on my foot, on his foot.
And you broke his foot.
And he goes, he was drunk. So he goes, He's like screamed. He goes, And I thought he was kidding around, like not exaggerating. He goes, buddy, I think you did something wrong. I go, I'll see you later.
You broke it.
I had to go to the store.
He's 90 years old.
I know. So I go, see you later, right?
Yeah.
And then he never called me one time for years.
Should we call him? Should we call him?
Yeah.
Let's see how he feels.
See if he picks up.
By the way, you know what I used to do to Jamie Masada? People that don't know, Jamie's the owner of the Laugh Factory, really sweet guy. I used to complain that they weren't paying us enough.
Yeah.
So I'm not kidding. Because you know he takes money by the door for tickets and seats.
Yeah.
For the booth.
Yeah.
So he'll attest to this. I'll bully him. I would bully him in the hallway. I go, I want more money.
Yeah.
And he goes, come on, buddy. But I would do it in front of people. Kidding. I would grab money out of his pocket and take it. And he'd be like, come on.
Will this come on the thing or no?
Huh?
Will this come on the earpiece?
It's going to be through here.
Okay. Oh, just do that.
Because I'm not connected.
Okay.
Did you actually call him, Jamie?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about his broken foot. But I'm going to tell you that the money story is real. I used to bully him bad. One time I stole $400 from him.
Wow.
Michelin. Went right to the restaurant after that boy. He's not going to answer. He's two kids now.
Let's see who he picks up for.
That's funny.
He had a second kid?
Let's see who he picks up for.
Yeah, yeah, two kids.
Wow.
Yeah. That old Persian sperm is strong. It's all those years of oppression went into his balls. He created two
ready?
Little kids.
Hang up now. Do you hear him?
Hold on. Yeah, that's his kid.
Okay, so
this is an exercise, and he's going to pick up the phone just because it keeps ringing now.
No, that's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hilarious.
Yes, because it's ringing now. He's going to be like, "What are all these people calling me for? Something happened."
No, that's not. What it
is. I would do the same thing.
He's not going to pick up for me.
Yes, he will, because he saw his phone blown up.
That's not right.
If his phone's blowing up, it's because he thinks, "Oh my God, something happened."
Why are you so paranoid that he?
Because you're doing course. This. This is bad.
Do he know y'all got this podcast?
I don't think we even know each other.
He knows we got the podcast. Yeah, yeah. He does. Yeah.
All right, so he's not picking up. Let me wait. But I'll leave a message maybe to say sorry for breaking your tongue.
Yeah, you should.
My daddy, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very cute. That's very cute. That's his wife.
Jamie, Bobby Lee, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry for breaking your foot. And last night I was like thinking about it, and I felt really bad about breaking your foot. It's funny though.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but it's funny.
And good luck.
And good luck, bud. I'll see you soon.
Love you.
Love you. Yeah, so I broke his foot.
And he was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's literally one of those like Egyptian mystics where he might be 1,000 years old.
Yeah, he's
like just returning.
He
again.
Has one of those vibes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He also knows, like, he hangs up with Quincy Jones is one of his best friends.
Yeah.
So they tour the
Quincy Jones?
Bro, he's...
God. Oh, you know him, though.
I know him.
Of course. Jamie's collection of old friends is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he used to... His legacy is understated because Mitzi gets all this credit for the Comedy Store and nobody talks about Jamie. Jamie ran that area of Sunset on his own, solely on his own.
Well, the club like at first
he
was...
He bought that thing.
But I thought he was like...
Huh.
I thought like the highest... He had was like Damon Wayans and.
What do you mean? Fucking everybody performed.
No.
Yeah, I know everybody performed. I'm thinking of
so in the beginning, it was just a hallway. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So when you walk into the lobby of the fucking Laugh Factory, that's essentially what it was.
Look at what Pete spelled it. Jamie Iosada. Like he's Japanese.
Yeah.
You got it right there. See when it says, did you mean? Just click on that one, Pete, learning Google for the first time.
There he is.
Look at him looking fucking good. That he looks good right there. Little handsome.
He looks great.
And he talks like this, body.
So Jamie, and then later, obviously, they bought the rest of the club. And
yeah.
But back in the, like, probably in the 90s and 2000s and stuff, I think if Comedy Store had the reign of the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, Jamie definitely took it over the rest of the
time
because he discovered, you know, like, he had a lot of acts that we didn't have at the store. Like, he had Dane was huge for him.
Oh, the Wayans brothers. Yeah, Harlan, all the Wayans brothers.
Harlan Williams, back when Harlan was hot.
Chappelle used to go over there a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people fucked with that guy. That guy's the best luck.
Because you know why? He's a really good dude.
He's a good guy. He's always been a good dude. He really is a sweet guy.
And he cared about comedy a lot. Like, he just wanted to be able to make... You know, a lot of club owners, they want to get famous.
Yeah.
And they also want to do stand-up.
Yeah.
Jamie never had that.
A comedian, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but... He knew when he didn't need to be a comedian anymore. But you know he also what I mean? He was a dwarf. He learned pretty fucking fast.
He worked at the store. He was a cover booth guy. You know?
Yeah.
But he learned that he wasn't going to be a comedian. He knew he needed to cultivate talent. I mean, he figured it out that he was like, I got to stop doing this.
And he also discovered Tiffany Haddish. Let's be real.
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
When she was 16.
More time 16 years old.
She used to take the bus.
I met her then.
There she is right there.
There she is right now.
There it is.
Yeah.
My beauty.
Yeah. So Jamie
could have been my wife.
Could have
been. Great guy.
Yeah, we could have dated. Tell me my little secret, please. Or the thing that I'm not supposed to know that you're...
Man, would you tell this guy? Because he is hurting for
me. I want to know.
I lost.
Come on.
I lost.
Just say it.
I lost your...
You lost my... What? You lost my fucking birthday gift? Did you seriously, dude?
We don't know where it is. We don't know where it was. We don't know where it is.
Are you being fucking serious?
I wasn't even supposed to tell you.
Do you know how nice that was, dude? That was such a really nice gift.
Thank you so much for coming.
It was a vintage fucking movie poster. It was beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And very expensive, might I add.
Big. I don't know. How did we lose a big...
Are you fucking...
Yeah, okay.
No, wait, fellas.
Whoa, dude.
Is that $2 real? Oh, that's real money.
I spilled water.
I'm kidding.
Oh, are you joking?
Yeah, I swear to God.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that was good.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on steroids. You can't do that to me.
You brought out the demon.
I know. God, relax.
Easy.
I am on steroids right now.
I did lose it, but...
You did. I know you did.
We lost it. I'm sorry.
I'm soaking wet.
Why are you getting
I'm
angry?
I'm soaking
so
wet.
Yeah.
Here, give me all of it, Pete. Just give me the roll. Thank you, Pete. Let's give it up for Pete for the roll. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
I'm on steroids. That's why I'm angry. Prednisone.
Now,
do you know why?
I honestly,
because of my fucking. Honestly, back. You did lose it. I know you.
No,
did.
No, but we have it. How the fuck did we lose?
So
a
So what's
fucking...
the real secret then?
That was it. I was
no,
just making a joke.
No, there's something else. I can feel it. There is something.
There
else.
Isn't nothing else.
What is it?
There is nothing else.
I'm glad you didn't lose
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But did you like it?
Loved it. In fact, have we talked about my party?
A little bit, but not really.
But no. Also, people listening, it wasn't like the party that we were going to invite fans and stuff to.
No,
because
it was a dinner.
It was basically a dinner, and it was a surprise for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a surprise dinner. So Kalila goes, hey, that's 6. I'm having dinner with Sterling. Do you want to – you should come. So I go, all right. Right. So we meet Sterling. And so now I'm at Chosun, this Korean restaurant.
The best.
And I'm walking down.
Now, where is that at?
Koreatown.
Koreatown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey man, I don't get out.
I know.
Well, now we're gonna fucking start taking it.
Yeah. So then I
soaking wet.
I come around the corner and it was like 20 people.
17, I think, was the number.
17 people.
16 people.
Yeah, 17, 16 people, and it was like, I was like,
you were genuinely shocked.
Shocked.
I have video of you, your mouth going like this. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
But be honest.
Yeah.
You got some good gifts, but like I said, when I gave you my gift, I go, this is unorthodox. It's unusual. I think he's really going to love it.
I love it.
And I go, he'll love it when he gets home and like gets to look at it.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And you also, you and your wife, I was going to say her name, but you guys.
Scuba.
Scuba.
Yeah.
You guys both, you know what I mean? You guys put a lot into it and a lot of attention into it.
Thank you.
And it's also, you stayed for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't even stay for the whole thing.
Because I had to do a dumb fun
I know, but
show.
That's ironic. You left.
I left.
Wait, you left? Griff left. I turned around.
Yeah.
It was me and Rosenbaum.
Mike Rosenbaum, yeah.
Me and Rosie. Yeah, yeah. And I was, he's like, you got to get your back fixed in Marina Del Rey. DoorDash.
I'll tell you what, Andrew, when I go
to Hawaii.
Or anywhere in this country.
Anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can use it all over the country.
Yeah.
That's true.
My number one delivery service I use is DoorDash because they're most effective.
It's the only one I have on my
phone.
They're
nice, fast. They have the most variety of places.
By far. Did you forget something at the store? Now you can get snacks, drinks, and household essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash. Come on,
dinner,
man.
Check. Deodorant, check. Morning pick-me-up from Dunkin' Donuts, check. Get everything you need whenever you need it with DoorDash.
You want Chinese or Korean?
Check.
Or pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone's craving froyo in your house with sprinkles, there's something for everybody at DoorDash. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. And it is safe and contactless, so they can drop off at your front door without you even seeing the human that did it.
With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory.
Popeyes. Look, all this stuff aside, Bob and I use this app because we love this app. And if you get food delivered, why wouldn't you use it and try it? For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code
BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off, up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. Don't forget, Bob, that's
BADFRIENDS2021.
For 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change, terms apply.
Blue Chew. Oh my God, I'm getting old, you know.
Yeah.
And my PP don't work.
Not as much
good,
as it used to.
But you know what? It's working now. I'll tell you why. Because of Blue Chew.
That's
I've been
right.
using it, and it works.
It does.
It has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
You take them anytime, day or night, plan ahead, be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to receive a prescription within days get your PP had.
Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA. We love the USA.
Yeah.
Because we're Americans.
Yeah.
And prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
Yeah. And by the way, we've both used them. They definitely work. It gets you up and ready to go.
Yeah.
Fall is coming and you need a stiff breeze. You could use some Blue Chew. You know it. We know it. If you could benefit from some extra confidence, time to perform, Blue Chew can help. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping.
That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And
you know Mike Rosenbaum?
No.
Lex Luthor.
You ever see Smallville?
You talking about the Superman movie?
Yeah. No, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh, he played Lex Luthor.
Harry, we'll show.
Oh, okay, yeah, the ball. Yeah.
By the way, you and Kirk Fox making a great, great, great showing in Reservation Dogs.
You saw it?
Yeah, and I saw Burr's in there too.
Yeah.
That show, I told you, that show I watched before I knew you were in it. I forgot that was the name of the show that you did with Taco.
Oh, really?
That's him, it was great. That's him, bald.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Rosie came, and who else came? Oh, you know who else?
David Cho?
Oh, David Cho came.
Who else came? Gina Gershon came.
Yeah.
Who else came?
Brandon Dermer.
My boy.
Dermer, you're a boy.
Love.
Yeah, who else?
And then a few other close-knit.
Gene was there from Magnum P.I.
Who I love.
I love that guy.
I don't even know him, but I love him.
I asked him to write us an episode.
Will he?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, for those that want to know.
It's Kalila, hold on.
It was divided into an Asian table and a non-Asian table. I'm so fucking sick of this, you guys vacationing Hawaii thing. I'm tired of it.
Why?
Because I'm jealous. I don't get a fucking vacation.
You can buy a ticket.
Tell me when I have time.
We find the time for shit like that.
No, you ruin other stuff and you make time for it.
What?
Wow. This is what he, I know. Can you tell? There's a different energy tonight.
Yeah.
I love steroids. I know.
Somebody photoshopped Joe Rogan out of my eye.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but you, here's the thing. I don't do the road because, right, you don't need the money.
I love stand-up.
Exactly. My point is that stand-up's okay. I like it.
Oh,
right?
I'm in love with it.
Wow. I know. I like it, but it's like, I'd rather go to Hawaii.
Nah, fuck that.
So this is what we choose.
I'd rather go to Hawaii and take a vacation, but right now we can tour for a year and a half, so I want to tour. I want to go do stand-up.
Okay.
That's your choice. You want a little break in between there? Get a little pleasure up in there?
No.
Okay. Have you been to Hawaii?
I do.
Have you been to Hawaii?
I ain't even been out the country. So
it's well,
technically,
well, you
South
went to
country.
Mexico. That's,
yeah,
that's another.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm
it's
saying
a different country.
Also Hawaii
well,
is
been to
a part of our
too.
Country.
Don't he doesn't need to know.
Is that colonization? Even...
Kinda. Yeah. Mm. I mean, here's what we do. Like Costa Rica.
Mm.
Costa Rica is insane. We went down there.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Hey, we can't afford to have an army." And we were like, "All right, you can use our army, but then we're gonna get to do whatever we want."
Yeah.
And Costa Rica was like, "Okay."
Yeah, that's a fair exchange.
Well, then we get to help them against the other, you know, against like Panama and all these other places that want to fucking kill them. But we did that because we wanted the Panama Canal. We wanted more access to the Panama Canal.
Right, and also Panama Canal. We probably have a huge military base there, right? In Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica,
yeah.
I wouldn't say. I mean, I don't. I can't talk about size, but I know that our presence is there. Like our soldiers are there.
And there's not three guys with like handguns. It's
so
like,
funny.
It's like we have an army. Just three guys.
A couple of guys used to work at a store. Just
yeah,
to,
yeah. But there's one. There's a turtle, John. Yeah.
Well, look at this. For the last time, the U.S. does not have an army base in Costa Rica. Look at that. It says
that's
we don't have a base.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
So, Doc, since we last
so
saw you.
We just have active soldiers there, but
since
no
we last
base.
Saw you, have you been fucking or what?
To the embassy.
What is wrong with you? Fucking. This guy is.
Well,
like,
what have you been up to? Since we last saw you, what have you been doing?
I've just been chilling, working.
Working.
Doing a few shows, you know what I'm saying? And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. And
ain't nothing else.
Are you depressed or happy?
I'm happy for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you fucking?
Nah, I'm chilling.
Are you dating?
Nah.
Are you chilling. On dating sites?
I'm just chilling.
What's going on?
Yeah. I've been like.
You're saying it like you're hiding something from us. Are you in a relationship and we don't know?
Nah.
Be real with me then. Be straight up because you know
be
I love
straight
you.
Straight up, straight up. Yeah. Right now I'm chilling.
Because you don't want to fuck with anybody.
Yeah. Just chill.
Let me ask you another question, all right?
Good for you.
You and I are about the same height. Would we agree I was taller?
He was an inch taller than you.
No, it wasn't.
You're 5'1", he's 5'4".
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So
how tall are you, Doc? Well, how are you? 5'1"?
5'3".
5'3", you're 5'1".
We're both 5'3". So we're the same size. But
Well, not the same size. I mean,
because you know
height.
That stereotype, right? That black.
What is it?
Are big.
Okay.
But do you think you and I. If
wait, what's
set,
the stereotype?
The blacks.
What is that?
The black dick.
Their pants are better?
The pants are
what
better.
What are you pointing at?
the pointing at his pee-pee.
The dick.
I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what a dick is, bro.
I don't know what the stereotype is.
That they're bigger?
That they're bigger brains?
They have bigger brains. No, they're the genitals are bigger.
Like their testicles?
Both, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard it.
Never heard it. Okay. But, like, because you're so small, right, uh-huh. And we set, if we were naked side by side to each other,
oh,
right?
We're about to go down this path.
No, we're not, it's okay. We're not going down a gay path.
Let's
see
where going.
We're not going to. You and I.
Let's hear it.
Let me just paint out a scenario. Okay?
Okay.
An alien race. Beep, beep, bop, beep.
They kind of look like Koreans, basically.
Yeah, so, and they're like, you know, let's capture a couple specimens.
I've got two of them, boss.
Right. Yeah, I got two of them, right.
One of them's black
and
so one of them's unusual.
Now you and I are both like in a, you know, a futuristic cyber cage.
A probing cage.
Probing cage.
But we're completely naked.
Of course.
We're strapped down on the bench, right? Both of us.
No, but we're kind of upright against like these metal slabs, right?
Okay.
And it's right. Really cold.
Sounds more like a fantasy to you.
This is going.
The metal slabs, completely naked, right?
All right.
And arms and legs strapped in.
We're strapped in like this. And you know, at first we look at each other, what the fuck is, we would look at each other, right?
Yeah, it's real.
And for some reason, you have an erection.
Why, Doc?
Well, why
do you have an erection in this situation?
Maybe because I'm thinking about space pussy. I want to get it in.
All right.
Space
I'm
ready
pussy.
To
space
see.
Pussy. Yeah. That's a good
truest
one.
Truest thing I've ever heard.
Truest thing I've ever heard.
You
right.
see some
you
space pussy go
yeah,
by.
Yeah. Now, right?
Maybe that's what it is.
So then we're like this, and we're on slabs, right? We're tied, right?
And you can't get hard.
I can't get hard.
It's tough.
It's okay. Hard.
It's yeah. hard.
It's difficult.
Well, it's not hard.
Now, why is that?
I'm getting older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
But maybe with you...
Well,
you think if you looked over at his penis hard, you would be
I think
like.
If his penis was hard,
you would get hard.
I'd just be like, oh, why is he excited? I'm excited.
Yeah. That you don't want to be left out.
Yeah. It would
okay,
go that
so
quick.
Motivation.
Yeah, like, why is
that? To,
why is
okay,
Doug hard?
That.
I'm hard.
Okay.
Right? So we're both hard. Now.
I see it now.
Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And the aliens, why are they hard?
Well, they don't know what
weird.
It is.
What?
They wouldn't know what that is.
They wouldn't know what genitals are.
No. They wouldn't understand why it rose.
I'm sure they did.
No.
They can travel 35,000 light years and they don't know what that is?
Then why are they examining you naked?
They want us to compare the penis sizes.
I think they just want to suck us.
Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah. So which ones, so the aliens, which one do you want to suck off first? Right?
Well, the smaller one seems more palatable.
Yeah. But now, would... Would we have the same size? We'd have the same size? Or do you think yours would be bigger?
Mine would be bigger.
All right.
Yeah. So confident.
So confident. I don't
so
like it.
So very fat. It wasn't
yeah,
even
yeah,
a...
I don't even like it. Yeah, yeah.
Like I ain't
swinging
a goddamn slugger, but I'm all right.
Yeah. You're all right.
Yeah, you're all right. Right. Like between you and, you know, what's the guy from Different Strokes?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, the R. guy.
R.I.P., yeah.
Now, are you guys the same type of blacks?
The same type of blacks?
Hey, man, this is just... I don't know what that was right
you,
there.
You! Emmanuel...
Who you been hanging
Emmanuel
around,
Lewis, Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis, yeah.
You, Emmanuel Lewis, Lewis, me and Gary Emmanuel Coleman. Lewis and Gary Coleman.
Are you guys the same type of black?
I mean, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know how to take
it. I feel so bad saying it.
Yeah, you should.
But I know, but what I say, like, you know, but there's only like four of you. You, Spud Webb.
No, there's Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, maybe Muggsy kids. Bugs. The kids, right? Maybe you like a 12-year-old kid, right? Is your size, but that's not.
No, no, we're talking about grown men.
We're grown men, yeah.
Grown.
So when it comes to grown men, right?
It's
right.
You,
or you,
Muggsy Bogues,
Muggsy Bogues,
Spud Webb,
Spud Webb, mm-hmm. Emmanuel Lewis, and Gary Coleman,
and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is one too. Yeah, yeah,
Kevin Hart's small.
He's small. Yeah, yeah.
He's taller than me, but anyway.
How do you know? How tall is Kevin Hart?
Still next to him. He's about five.
He's not.
Four, five.
He's not.
I'm shooting a movie with him.
I shot a movie with him, and he's not.
He's not.
I'm taller than him.
Between 5'2" and 5'4".
Yeah, I'm taller than him.
He's your height.
Yeah, he's your type.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Who is that racist?
I don't know. I don't
know. Being racist.
Time out.
Yeah. Am I being racist?
Yeah, that's in your heart.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta,
don't look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Separate.
Ask Doc if you're being racist.
Am I being racist?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How is that racism? It's sizeism.
Hey, that's how you
it's
are.
It's sizeism.
That's
it's not racism.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Going you said,
yeah.
Are you the same type of black?
Yeah, it's small black people.
That's not
racist.
No, no, no. But then you would just say, "Are you all the same
are
size?
Are you a dwarf or a little person?" Is that what you?
No, you, that's not. I would. You can't. Well, first of all, let me say something.
Well,
right.
What are you saying, bro?
Number one, I know you're not a dwarf or a little person.
Correct.
Right? Right. Because I couldn't go there with you. You know, the way I'm talking now.
That's true.
What do you mean?
That's true.
Like, maybe I wouldn't be able to say these things. I don't think.
I mean,
maybe I
Brad Williams.
Would. Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, would talk, you were telling me right. So what I'm saying is that you're a full grown. Right, you're full grown. Right. You're full grown.
You're knocking it out the park here, Bobby.
You're full grown?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're not going to grow out longer?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so.
It's done.
Right. All right, so.
Ask him the same question.
Yeah. That's not fair.
Why? Are you full grown?
Yeah,
I don't know, yeah.
I'm not, maybe.
Okay.
And I'm not offended by the fucking
you're
question.
The smallest one I've seen.
I'm the smallest what?
Say it.
I'm the smallest one. Say Asian? It.
Little yellow bellies. What do you call them?
You just called me a fool. Whoa.
What do you call them?
Stop. Whoa, dude.
Yellow bellies.
Wow.
Man, I'm sorry. All
right,
I didn't
now,
know.
Everyone listening to that right now, right? Now, what do you think of Doc? Right? Do your commenting now, my friends. Right?
You made him do that.
All right. So my point is that I was, first of all, going down a comedy path.
I saw.
You saw the comedy path, right?
I got it.
And then the path got, you know, there was stuff in it, obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around them.
Landmines.
Yeah, landmines, right? I feel like I got to the other side unscathed.
You did. You did okay.
Yeah.
Although the yellow belly stuff is going to stick out. Yeah, this episode is going to be called Yellow Belly.
Be like,
yellow
Doc, belly. I didn't know he had it in him. Yeah, no, I'm not like that. Yeah. I was vibing off.
Yes, he was vibing.
Well, call me yellow belly again.
I want to keep it.
Thank you.
There, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You do correct all your goals.
You little black bastard.
Hey.
What I'm saying.
Why did you say bastard?
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, listen, okay?
And
I just want to know.
I want to.
If you're at the comedy store, right?
Yeah.
And you see Emmanuel Lewis.
Right. He's dead.
I know. No, I mean, Emmanuel's still alive. Gary Coleman's dead.
Oh, right.
Gary Coleman.
And you guys eye each other. You might not even say hi, but there's a connection.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys go, what's up? He's another one. You know, you bond.
That's how you do it from the hood. I feel you.
No, not just what you do to another black guy.
He's asking if you get a different kind
of little,
nod.
You have a little,
or a little dude's connection.
Little black dude like connection. Is that a thing? Like an energy
It could be.
Like magical, like Vance, you know, very fucking.
Do you think they have a secret handshake or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they jump?
What is that? That ain't even clear.
Yeah. Maybe they're like a different. Maybe they could be aliens.
Tiny black men?
I mean, think about it.
Well, you remember the Zimbabwe incident with the UFO situation?
Tell me.
You didn't see the on a phenomena?
No, what? I don't know what this is.
What's
in Africa, these kids at school were visited by these black aliens. And they were little, and a couple of them were chubby. Now, this is real talk.
Hold on, let him finish. I want to hear it.
Yeah, Google it.
School kids who said they saw aliens.
Even I'd have had it on Joe Rogan talking about it. You know what I'm saying? This is real.
Wait a minute. In 1994, 60 children at the aerial school in Rua, Zimbabwe, said they'd seen a UFO and aliens with big eyes in bushland near their playground. The story was reported around the world. Wow. Okay.
And you said black aliens.
Yeah, they're black.
So stop.
That's what they claim. That's what they said.
So number one, right?
It's not that, but in the middle of the night, how do they see him?
It wasn't in the night. It was during the day.
Oh, it had to.
Yeah. Also, Andrew, this is a story you and I aren't privy to, right?
What do you mean?
But we didn't know about this, though. Did you know about this?
Of course not.
But he does. Why?
That is interesting.
Right?
Whoa.
I think something that you know something about, and you absorb it, and you throw it out casually like that, there's a connection.
So what do you know?
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
I'm from here. What are you guys? Oh, so
what planet are you from, dude?
I am from.
They don't like that word, P. The P word. The P word. Where? What star are you located?
Yeah.
Oh my God! He's wearing a fucking NASA shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
is that not a dead giveaway? I love Earth. I love Earth. You fucking foreign.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm scooting over.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. Yeah. I'm here.
That's what they say. Don't be scared.
Yeah, they don't be scared. Yeah.
Don't be scared. That's what they teach them.
And when you're in space, what do you travel through?
Wormhole.
Black hole. It's all lining up. You travel through black holes.
What did it say right there? That's a black hole.
Yeah, it's a black hole on his fucking shirt.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Bro, where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Oh my God.
You think you know me? But you don't know me. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
I could see 80 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Five of them.
Of hims?
Kevin, him, Emmanuel, Gary, right?
That's where the aliens?
No, they went.
They were them.
No, yeah, they went, let's go to Hollywood.
So they landed in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and they're like, we'll become actors, you become a comedian.
Oh my God. That's perfect.
Oh no, Kevin. Kevin's a comedian.
Yeah.
Two of us will be actors. One basketball, you play basketball.
Don't forget Cat Williams. He's short too. He's fine.
Cat Williams.
He'll do crack.
Yeah,
you
do crack.
Easy,
fellas. Yeah.
Wait, is that not a real story? Didn't he do crack and punch someone in a grocery store?
Yeah. I don't know nothing about that.
So,
do you see what he did? He protected.
They protect each other.
He protected Cat.
He didn't do crack. Yeah. He never said he did crack.
He didn't smoke crack in the grocery store and punch someone in the face.
Nah,
Cat Williams opens up about drug enhancing the creativity of. Comedian Faison Love says Cat Williams is on crack.
Well, that's Faison Love.
That's why I love Faison Love.
So, all right, so you're denying it.
Denying what?
Where you're from.
Yeah, of course. Okay. No, what do you mean?
You're from?
I've told you where I'm from.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
I
think you came down in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You and the others.
Yeah. I think so, too.
This is going to be called the most racist podcast of all time.
No, bro, but I am.
Huh?
I don't think so.
No. There's three
I think
of
it's
us.
Race.
You got one of me, one of you, and one of him.
Yeah.
We should be okay.
We're fine. Are you offended?
No, for what?
Right, because we're bros. So that's
here's the thing.
Of course not.
I always equated to like back in the day when you had a harbor city or a town, right? And you'd had people from different lands.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? In a port somewhere, right? And the way they would bond with each other is they would call each other's nicknames and make fun of each other's accents.
Sure.
And rib on each other.
Sure.
Then they would go to the bar or whatever, have a drink, right? And that's how human beings connected, right?
Right.
And it's like they're trying to take all that away.
Well, here's the thing. We're always going to do it with people that you love.
Yeah.
You just can't do it to people you don't know anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's the difference.
It was so fun to do it to strangers.
Of course. Of course.
You know.
Coinbase. Hey, if you identify as crypto curious and you've thought about entering the world of cryptocurrency and felt a little bit overwhelmed, trust me, you're not alone. Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell very simple.
Cryptocurrency might feel like a secret or an exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone, I mean everyone everywhere, should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help.
It sure can. I use Coinbase. I am into crypto. If you've been following the cryptocurrency craze, you know it's time to start getting involved. Coinbase makes it quick and easy to start your own portfolio and learn to trade like a pro. Everybody is doing it. You should do it. There's some good money to be made, man, if you're smart about it. It's legit. Finally, after all these years, people were nervous. It's going to help your financial portfolio. It's always good to diversify. Why not try to use Coinbase. They offer a trusted and easy-to-use platform to sell, buy cryptocurrency, portfolio management protection, learning resources, a mobile app. You can trade securely and monitor your crypto from one place. Millions of people and over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So for a limited time, new users can get $5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/badfriends. Sign up at coinbase.com/badfriends for $5 in free Bitcoin.
This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/badfriends.
ExpressVPN.
Oh, I love VPNs, Andrew, right? I can watch stuff all over the world now.
Yeah, you can. I know that none of you guys watch porn. In case you have any friends that do, you want to pay attention to this, porn freaks. With everything going on in the world, governments have increased their surveillance using their devices to track your location movements in many countries, your internet activity. You don't want to be caught with your pants down. One of the best ways is to keep your online browsing activity private by using ExpressVPN.
When you use ExpressVPN, your internet connection is rerouted through a secure, encrypted server so you can surf the web anonymously without anyone looking over your shoulder.
You did this when you were in Hungary, right? When mm-hmm. you were overseas, you were watching
I
stuff.
I did VPNs.
VPN.
Because I was able to like watch from my streaming devices.
Shows.
It says it's blocked, but yep. when I use VPN, I can watch anything I
want. Got them. Even when you use incognito mode, your internet provider can see every single website that you visit. You guys already know that. And if you live on campus, if you're in Coolidge and you shared Wi-Fi of a network, the admin can see that too. To be honest, it's a little kind of sketchy. You're leaving yourself wide open. That's why we use ExpressVPN whenever we go online. We recommend it to everyone. You should do the same. Without ExpressVPN, you're giving people free license and access to peek over your shoulder and see the freaky stuff that you're looking at. Or not freaky stuff, but you don't want other people to see your stuff.
Yep.
Protect your privacy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So protect your privacy today and get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Visit expressvpn.com/badfriends.
That's ExpressVPN.com/badfriends for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit expressvpn.com/badfriends to learn more.
Yo, you have a weird, like a cool confidence now.
What do you mean?
Just off stage. I've been observing you.
What are you talking about?
There's just a thing where it's like you walk into like a room or a hall, the hallway, or you're walking down, and just your voice and the way you walk and stuff, which is, you know, Archie, you know what I mean?
Archie, yeah.
And just slinging, you know what I mean? And people kind of moving out of your way. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm being real.
That's not.
I've been observing you for real, dude. And I'm like,
but it's not done
he's
out of
got a swag.
It's not auto. You're not being cocky. It's just you. I think you've gotten to the next level or something, and you demand a certain amount. And I'm the same way.
Sure,
a respect. But there's something like a, you know, rat pack flair.
Okay, I'll take it.
Right, right.
But don't say deed, not demand. Command.
No, it's the more demand.
No, I think I command something. I have a commanding presence. So do you.
But it was never always, it was never like that with you.
Sure, because I was probably more sad before.
Yeah, before you were like hunchy.
Yeah.
And you would come in, hey guys.
For what?
Just being in the grind. I think sometimes the grind got to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now, right. I think what he's saying, truthfully, and I mean this, I found that post-pandemic, I found the rhythm I need to do comedy in. When I used to be like, go, 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 go. And now I'm like, dude, I can do less shows and work out better material in less time if I work harder at the times that I have.
Okay.
Instead of doing three shows a night and two of them are fucking mediocre because my effort level is low.
Right.
Because I'm tired. I'm hungry. I didn't eat dinner. We came from this, like, or whatever. I think that changed my mentality.
Yeah, that's probably what you're talking about, that switch right there.
Yeah, it probably did because I feel more like I need to focus on making it good while I'm there instead of, it used to be, how many sets can you do? You know, I mean, back, dude, you know too. 5 years ago, it was, when it was fucking chaos at the store, how many times can I get up? It was like, how many times a week can I get up? It was like a competition. Everyone's like,
to get on,
you're there. Yeah, you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there. Two show, main room now, there, then I'm factory, then improv.
Yeah,
I think I was burning out. I was fucking just burning out.
Yeah, I think that what the pandemic did for me was when I'm on stage now, I don't care as much.
About the reception?
Reaction.
That's huge.
It's, for me, it is, because it's like I used to need a kill at every moment.
Right.
And I could see myself not doing as well. And still being okay.
Like, we should all take a note from Norm MacDonald. When you watch his stuff, like, even
amazing.
What's the presidential speech, you know, where you do the
correspondence dinner.
Correspondence dinner. I said it. There we go. So, no, but even when you watch that correspondence dinner, his first joke is, I didn't want to come up here and bomb in front of the president. And it's like smattering of laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, okay.
yeah, yeah.
But he liked the idea I'm not that guy. You're not that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, we should all take a little note from him when you do watch his stuff that you're like, oh yeah, he was comfortable just fucking around.
Oh yeah.
He was just fucking around.
Chappelle was like that.
Yeah, but Dave was always kind of prophetic. Like, he wanted to be like, what I'm saying is profound.
Oh yeah.
Where Norm was like, this is fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And he let you sit with how dumb something was that he said. Okay. I think it was just Dave, I think, thinks his words, and I'm not shitting on him, I think he wants his words to be powerful.
Yeah.
I think Norm wants to make you just, it's more, God, I wish I knew how to, it's just more like,
I know what you're saying.
It's more like little tiny, like no, little tiny
no,
jabs.
He's doing it above you almost.
Yes.
Right.
But he's letting you get there.
Right. But he also doesn't like, I've seen Norm perform where you're in the audience and there are like people that just don't get
they
it.
They don't get it.
Right. And I'm like, I look over and I'm like, you know, how do you not get that?
But because you forget that sometimes joke structure is so familiar to comedians, yeah, but not to audience members, yeah, that you know he's doing it because he knows they don't get it.
Did you see Norm on The View when he was promoting his?
My favorite. When he talks about Bill Clinton, the murderer.
Yeah, the murderer.
It's the funniest thing on earth.
But what if you, like, I rewatched it after his passing, yeah, right? And it's a guy sticking to his guns.
Oh, he doesn't bow
and
down.
And not pandering,
yeah,
to the liberal side of things.
Dude, this is the second time you've gone nationalistic, and I love it.
Why?
Because you're going full Repub on this show.
I'm not.
You're going Repub on this show. On he is, bro.
Hilarious.
I you know what?
He said the other day? Oh, he goes, welfare is bullshit.
I never said that.
Holy shit.
On the phone to me, he goes, dude, EDD is a joke.
I think government serves its purpose, right? And yeah. I like programs for the, you know.
Do you want your government big or small?
I like it big.
You like it? You like interactive government?
But for me, because of cancel culture, mm-hmm, right? It's driven me toward the center.
I know. We talked about this last week.
I know. So I've already said that before.
But you know what? You should be able to be however you want to be.
This is who I am. I don't give a fuck. My point is that.
And Norm was like that too.
Yeah. And when I was rewatching that, I was like, you know, I don't really even agree with what he did.
Norm?
Yeah. On the thing. Right. It's not like me going, because, you know, it's like, you know.
He was saying Bill Clinton was a murderer?
Yeah. And it's like he's.
But. Yes.
They're all presidents are murderers.
But Bill is.
Yeah, but all presidents are murderers.
No, I know.
Okay, so
I know.
Like,
but Bill Clinton did go to Epstein's Island 26 times.
Anyway,
26.
So it's not like I believe in the politics of what he's saying. What 26. I get it. So what I'm, but I'm saying is that
26.
He's a guy, because if I was in there in that situation, I would have read the room and switched so that everyone would love me.
You would have pushed out.
Yeah, and he didn't do that, no. and I honor that.
Yeah, because they were like, you're not going to be on the show anymore. He goes, I just don't want a president that's a murderer.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's great.
It's great, yeah.
But you know what? That's a special type of guy. Like, there's only fucking one in a million people that are like that in comedy. And it's not like, who's the funniest? I don't like when somebody goes, funniest guy to ever live. It's like, that's not a real statement.
That's not a real statement.
Stupid fuck. I hate when people say
everybody's
that.
No.
Norm was great at what he did. He was phenomenal. He was his own thing.
Yeah.
That's why he was so good.
Yeah. I'm going to also say something where I've grown in terms of comedy. It's like, it's the guy that kills the most at a club isn't necessarily the funniest guy.
Of course not.
Sometimes the guy that doesn't do as well, right? But their approach to certain topics or angles, and point of views is original. And something about their persona, right, is like unique that not everyone's going to get, mm-hmm, right? But is extremely like inventive and innovative.
Like Gerard comic.
That's a great example.
Not at all.
No?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Gerard. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I'll tell you who that is now.
Ooh.
Brian Simpson.
Oh, Brian Simpson. God, he's great. He's fucking
right now,
yeah.
I don't know if I've watched a funnier developmental mind in terms of like he knows his voice. I'm saying what he's forming right now,
Brian is there. He's definitely,
he's phenomenal.
You know,
I think he's one of the best comics out right now, by far.
Yeah, Brian's great.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about this. Fuck this.
What? Yeah, Gerard is.
Oh, you don't want to talk about comics anymore?
Yeah.
All right, let's cut all that. Wait, I want to get back to something real.
What's that?
I want to be serious.
All right.
Be real. Are you taking a break from seeing people, because you want to focus on life, or did something happen?
You know, when my mom's passed away, that was one of the things she told me. She said, you got to stop dealing with all these women and just focus.
Why are you laughing? He talked about his mom dying and you're fucking laughing.
She never said that.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did. What?
On her dying death, on her deathbed.
There's no way she said that.
She was like, Doc, come over
not
here.
Not when she was dying. Yeah. Not when she was dying. It was before that. It was like
you
before that.
You need to stop focusing on all this pussy.
Now.
Get yourself in some
now,
jokes.
I can't say I'm totally focused, but I'm saying like I'm not, I don't have a consistent girlfriend. You know
doc,
what I'm
doc,
saying?
Doc,
so I don't.
Doc, you're going to make me blow out an artery. I'm going to laugh so hard, all right?
No, I don't know
you're going to make me have a fucking stroke, right? Yeah. Will you stop this line of things that you're saying? Just stop right now at your tracks. You're going to go down this road.
Bro.
And it's going to make me laugh so hard.
Well, then laugh, because I don't care.
I'm not fighting with you. I might fight with you. But it's absurd.
What's absurd? This is the most ridiculous
Bobby,
conversation.
Bobby, his mom died and gave him a piece of advice.
I'm so sorry. What did your mom say?
She told me that I need to focus and stop thinking about these women and messing with these women and just do the comedy and work on it.
Bobby.
And she said, and when my time come, she'll come and I'll meet the one. But I have to stop. Well, number one, because I used to mess with a lot of guys' girls, right?
Oh, so you would purposely go after dudes, girls that had boyfriends?
Yeah, because you ain't have to, pay for the dinners and dates and stuff. So you just fuck, right? So my mom was like,
wait, stop. Did you do this a lot?
Yeah, that was. Here's what happened.
Did you fuck our girls?
No.
Did you fuck our girls?
Fucking stop. Fucking stop.
Did you fuck our girls?
I have a stroke, bro.
Yeah, but
stop.
Yeah, but
this is not true.
Well, I hope you have a stroke. Then go ahead. This is real shit.
Wait a minute. Did you and the Zimbabwe alien crew fuck our girls?
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Okay, good. Wait a minute. So you would find out.
So this is what it is.
You'd find out that they would have a boyfriend, and then you'd move in.
So the last woman that I talked to her about in that situation,
yeah,
I was just talking to her, and it was a woman, and I found out that another guy liked her, and she was dating this guy. So I would tell my mother, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take her from him. And then she goes, don't you do that shit. I'm sick of you doing that shit. And I go, what? And I go, what do you mean? Sick of doing what? She said, you've been doing this shit all the time. You always taking people's girls. Stop doing that. And I say, nah, I haven't
Maybe
been.
You're right.
And then she said.
My bad.
And she said, and then I was like, well. I said, well, that's not true. She said, please, you've been doing that since I've known you. That's all you do. She said, so stop doing that. She said, from now on, I want you to find your own girl. Just get.
That's your
pretty
mom's
valid.
Wise.
It's
pretty
hard.
Valid.
Yeah, your mom's wise.
Yeah, she's right. And then it's very, you can put your.
Have position. You ever gotten in trouble with the boyfriend? Did you ever get caught?
Nah, because I was one of those dudes that was satisfied with, you want to fuck?
And then get the fuck
ready.
Out.
Yeah, and then go back to him. That's cool.
You're like that meme I see. You're like a guy climbing out the window with his pants.
No, I
and
never
the boyfriend's
had to
like,
sleep.
Where is he?
I never had
Are you
to
high
sleep.
Right
they
now?
Just they just
Are you
come
high
to the
right
crib.
Now?
No.
All right.
He doesn't get high?
You don't get high?
No. No,
why
high.
Did you ask him that?
I get a little vino though, Bobby. I get that barefoot and that sitter home. Yeah, you don't like that sitter? No. Okay.
Wait, also Doc.
Yeah.
What up?
No dating sites.
No, I don't fuck with dating sites.
Then how do you meet
how
do you meet these?
I did.
He did now.
I did.
Can we start a profile from this show for you?
Can we what?
Can we create a Tinder profile?
For you?
Nah.
Please.
Nah.
Please. Do you have a Tinder?
Nah.
We're going to do it right
let's
now.
Do it. Let's
the
do
boys
it.
Are going to do
it right
now. You
meet women all over the place from work,
No, no, no.
From
it's you. We're going to create a profile with you, right? And your profile
hey,
picture.
Bro, I'm not. Here's
stop,
your
stop,
problem.
Stop, stop.
Let me help y'all.
Yeah, we're going to make Andres
y'all
run
think,
it.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a problem with getting women. That's
Dude,
not.
We're
not
what
we're saying.
Yeah, what the fuck is y'all doing? I don't need
you.
Chuck Willery and fucking. No, I don't need
Chuck
that. Y'all don't need
Chuck
no,
Let's go to Chuck Willery.
Yeah, we're going to just do that.
That's good. That's good. Let's just stop for a second, okay?
What is this?
This is for. Listen, we want you on this podcast.
Yeah,
so, to fill in for Jules when she's gone.
I think we might just replace Jules.
I know you're the second. You're our set. You're on the team.
You're on the team,
right? And right. You're on the bench, but we're gonna sub you in a bunch of times.
Okay.
Because I think our fans like you. We like you. It's a good chemistry.
I love you.
Right. So I think that it'd be great for a bit, right? To create a Tinder profile.
See how he tried
of Doc.
See the bait right there?
Well, this is going to get cut out because we're going to do the bit.
What do you mean?
We're doing it.
I know we're doing it.
Yeah, you don't even need to tell him.
Right.
We're doing
so, but in the profile photo, right, is going to be you and I you're in the center and we're with you, right? Wait, wait. Okay. It'd be great.
So good.
It'd be great, right? And it, you're going to get so many fucking...
But we want to record you going on a date with one of these girls because we want you to get a nice girl too. Yeah, I know you can get girls, but your past has been you getting girls who have boyfriends. Let's get you a good one.
No, we wear suits and we're his bodyguard.
But that's not the only.
Love it.
We're,
y'all making like, that's not the only thing. Like only dudes with, you know, only women.
You said it.
You said it.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, it's both. But yeah, I just used to hook up with a lot of. Man, you guys are fucking.
We believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, y'all make me into like I'm this we evil dude. No,
let us get you a nice girl.
We want to get you a nice girl.
Need y'all
is there a Christian? Are you a Christian?
He is now.
You are. Yeah, you believe in Jesus?
Yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Do you go to church out on Sundays?
No. I used to.
All the time.
Let's go to plentyoffish.com. Sign him up for Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish? No, let's go to fucking Tinder.
No, you said religious. Let's do a religious site.
But Plenty of Fish is not fucking religious.
Isn't the fish a reference to fish and God and Jesus?
No.
What's a Jesus one?
Love life. What is this?
Let's go to Tinder. Old school.
Okay.
We create a Tinder profile.
Oh, what about Black People Meet?
You like black girls? Is that the only one you want to date?
He likes all girls, but let's do Black People Meet.
Black People Meet?
Whatever.
Do you have to be black to be on that site? That's racist.
No.
Google, do you have to be black?
And then why would I need you to help me find a black woman? This is fucking preposterous. This is like...
Let me tell you something. Okay.
What is the fucking... This is
white and Asian splaining at its best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black people... Do you have to be black to be... You don't... Anyone can join regardless of their ethnicity. Yeah, it's people that want to meet black people.
Right.
Right.
All right, so let's get you on there.
Why would you think...
Sign him up.
I want Tinder because I want him to have white gay dates and black different colors.
Gay
of dates.
Gay dates.
Different
bro?
Dates. Different types
of dates. No, we don't do.
Yeah, so
we don't do gay dates, bro.
Wait, why not?
That's not me. Y'all should know that.
When you go on a gay date, you don't have to fuck them at the end.
That's right.
Right. But we can still go on the date, asshole.
No, we don't go on gay dates.
No, whoa, dude. Listen to me right now.
Okay.
I don't like your fucking...
Well, there's no tone. There's goddamn tone,
okay, listen,
though.
Doc?
Fucking asshole. Go ahead.
If you go on a gay date...
Spit out your goddamn venom. I'm going to listen to
If you
to
go
that
on a gay date, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're gay.
Correct. Okay.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to go... You're going to go fuck the guy after the date.
That's right.
We're just going to have dinner. You're going to go on a fucking gay date, man.
Yeah.
Let's give reasons over why it's a good thing.
Okay.
He might pay.
Okay.
That's a good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice place. Okay. Gay guys don't go to fucking shanty shacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not going to Applebee's. Okay. You might go to a Michelin restaurant.
Yeah.
No, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
They valet?
They valet for sure. They're not finding street fucking parking. They're valeting.
Okay.
In a nice car.
Right. They open your door?
Open your door. Right?
They open your door, dude.
They open your door.
Yeah.
I don't need my goddamn door open. That's
oh, goddamn. Dude, let me just say something right now, okay?
What you
I know when you open the door, right, the jump from the seat to the ground.
Oh, that was coming. You feel good
it's
about
so
yourself?
Low,
oh, yeah,
right?
A little fucking
so,
step on
him. Yeah, so he does a little fucking steppy step with his hands,
oh,
right?
That's what, okay.
So you don't have to hurt your knees
he
all
goes
the time.
Like this. He goes, come on. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad you all enjoyed it.
We gave you four good points.
Four good points. Right?
Over why. And by the end, and here's the fifth good point. Yeah. At the end of the night, you can say, hey, you know, I had a really good time. I'd like to be dropped up in my house. And that's that. Boom, boom. That's it. No expectations. No nothing.
Okay.
Okay, give me the negatives over why you don't want to go on a gay date.
Number one, I'm still not persuaded. That's the
okay, but thing. Aside from that, why don't give me the reasons why you would not go on a
because
gay
I'm
date.
Because I'm not gay. So why would I even, there's
a
nothing
fucking
there.
Deal.
No, you don't use people like that. See, y'all two are users.
Can I ask you another question?
Okay,
we've been on plenty of gay dates.
If I was an agent, right, at UTA or whatever, and I was gay and I wanted to sign you, would you sign with me?
Of course. Because that's just his work.
And he goes
out to dinner with you.
Hey, Doc. Doc, I'm a huge fan of your comedy. And I loved you. I was driving down Pico and Western on the corner there. And I had a fucking green light. And I stopped because I had to finish. I had to finish that joke. Anyway, I'm going to take you to dinner and see if we want to sign you. Would you do
Would you go to that dinner with an agent?
What, an Asian guy?
Agent.
Or an Asian, yeah.
No, yeah, a gay Asian
so
agent.
So what's the difference between that? Because you're not going to fuck
Because you said a date. This is not.
All right.
You're just talking about
what
an agent.
What defines a date?
A date is a date. But if you're talking
about
just
so we'll just
around.
Call it something else. Hey, Doc, you're going to just. have dinner with a random gay guy.
No, we're not.
Will
not,
you?
No,
will you?
Not,
Dave,
we're not, no, we're not doing that. That's not. It's done.
Why?
Because it's, I think it's like you were playing with the gay guy's livelihood. You know what I'm saying? And you should never set a gay guy up like that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not right.
Because he thinks he's going to get little black person ass.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And at
like,
the end you're like, you know what I mean, like, later,
let me,
right, and so
let me spoon
I see what you're, I see what you're
Doc
thinking
and ain't no spooning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still think you should do it.
I think you should.
No,
do
I,
it
think,
anyway.
I got, here's the thing. Okay. I got three gay uncles and a gay cousin, right?
Well then,
and
have you ever gone to dinner with those guys?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but that's, but you, but, yeah, so yeah, yeah, that's yeah. Family. Family is family. But
oh.
you're talking about, hey.
How about we just say, hey,
hey,
this
hey,
random
here's,
gay guy.
Here's you guys. This is you guys.
You're going to have dinner with this random gay guy. He's your cousin.
Might want to rub cocks on you. You know, that's
no,
what that
we
is.
Didn't say that.
We're not making a fire
but,
here.
But that's what a
cocks.
Date is.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's what a date is.
Yeah.
That's what a date is. It leads to, you know,
rubbing cocks.
Rubbing cocks.
You think that's what gay people do in
whatever
bed?
They
do,
man.
Is they pull your dick out.
That's
just, yeah, I'm going to pull my dick out. Get around. Let's just rub
dicks.
Them together like that, like it's a matchstick.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, what are you fucking talking
that's
about?
That's a good time for those guys. But for me,
that's not a good time for anybody.
Imagine,
no one ever does that.
Imagine two guys just staring at each other, just rubbing cocks together. No hands.
Yeah.
No hands. Yeah. Just smashing their boners against each other.
And then the mom walks in and she goes, why'd you learn that? He goes, we were listening to Bad Friends and we got to come back.
Here's the bottom line. You're going on a gay date.
I'm not going on shit. That ain't going down.
Oh, here's what we do.
Hey.
We say he's from WME or something.
We bait and switch him.
We bait and switch him.
It's going to be so easy to
so
do
we say,
with
him. Hey, so you're going to have dinner with this agent from WME.
Yeah.
He's also your cousin. Okay.
His blood.
Yeah, his blood. So, it's, you know, it's an agent and family.
Ooh.
Right? He just happens to be gay. Uh-huh. Would you have that dinner?
No.
Wow.
See how crisp that was? That
huge
was,
Hollywood agent.
I mean, dinner just to have dinner?
Yeah.
For an agent? That's just an agent, yeah.
All right.
I don't be like.
There we go. We're
it's
doing
a date.
But if I get there and then he have any googly eyes or some shit like that,
what's
I'm be like,
googly
Bobby,
what's
that? You know what googly eyes is. Googly eyes is that I want you. You know what I'm saying? That.
Yeah, you know, I, honestly.
Explain your perfect date is, with a woman.
Yeah.
Explain the perfect date with a woman.
Perfect date with a woman.
Because this is some women out there that listen. There's going to be some women that want Doc.
Right.
So Doc, explain your perfect date with a woman.
I don't know. I just feel like a perfect
five
date.
Five attributes. Okay, how about
here's
this?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
This is what I think a good date, great date with a woman.
Okay.
It's not so much as the place or wherever. It's the chemistry that we have when we get out there. The way we talk, the way we kick it. And everything else is second.
All
like,
right,
like
so
where you go, wherever you go, it don't matter.
Doc,
like,
we're
going to
ask you some questions.
Okay. Here we go.
So let's just ask him some questions.
Sure.
Number one, this girl that you're going to date with, mm-hmm. How old are you, Doc?
47,
right? So she's...
He's 50.
I'm 50. Yeah. So she's 35. Is that okay?
Yep.
She has a kid. Is that okay?
Yeah.
She smokes. Is that okay?
She smokes two packs a day.
Huh?
Nah, I don't fuck with the cigarette.
You don't like smokes?
Nah.
Because it take away smokes, right?
What about weed?
Nah.
Okay, so take that away.
Any recreational drugs?
Nah.
Liquor?
I don't really drink. Not if she's like one of them. You know what I mean? Like
you're
them,
not going to dig Charles Bukowski. Is it, you know,
I mean,
just
I'm just not.
Something that just has it on the weekend on a glass
of
wine.
Fine.
Hunter
liquor's
S. Thompson.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine,
okay,
you know,
so no drugs, no alcohol.
No drugs,
no smoke.
But liquor's fine. No
tattoos?
Smoking, right?
Tattoos is cool. As long as it ain't too many.
What's too many?
Yeah.
Too many, you know, when they have it all on their fucking
on their face.
Corner. Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever dated someone with tattoos?
Yeah, she had that too.
On her face?
Nah, on her back right here. And she had one right here.
Okay.
Okay, what if she had one tattoo, but it was of Mark Furman? Just one tattoo, a big one on her back with Mark Furman. Just full.
Mark Furman?
Yeah. Mark Furman, this guy right here.
Yeah, I know who Mark Furman is.
You know who Mark Furman is, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No, I would.
But you don't
be specific.
You don't see it till you get naked.
Yeah.
His head is right by her bush.
Bro, that would
What if she had a tattoo of Rosa Parks? Would it be nicer?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
We'll change it to Rosa Parks?
He's right there.
Wait, I don't get it. It's a valid question.
Do you feel it? He's right there.
Oh, well, come where?
We was in the beginning.
Well, where is she at on the bus?
What?
Where is she at on the bus? Is she
in the
front?
Back. In
She's
the back.
In the back.
She's in the back. She's in the back.
Then you don't want that tattoo.
You don't want that.
It's a bad tattoo.
Right. Okay, so.
What if you took off the hottest girl in the world's shirt and she had a swastika right on her shoulder? She's the hottest girl you've ever been with.
Yeah.
You going for it?
And a swastika?
Big swastika right on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't care?
Nah. I'm talking about, they would have to go. What is? Oh, it depends. If she said, you know what?
I want to hear this.
I used to hate your kind, but I changed. You know what I'm saying? Then I would be like, your kind.
What if she was like, fuck the racism out of me, Doc?
Nah, because she might be honest. She might slip up and say the word in the bed, and then she'd be out in the
what
streets.
What do you care?
Yeah,
what
you got
you
it.
You're raw dogging a fucking Nazi. What do you care?
Oh, no, it's going to be protection.
Bro,
Jesus Christ.
Respect in the bed, bro.
Running these streets like that.
Our words, you know.
All right, okay, let's go here.
What's your ideal woman?
Yeah.
Give us your ideal woman, then. Because Doc, this is Doc's ideal woman, and the girls out there, the Bad Friends fans that are out there, what's your age limit?
Like, I would say
30.
30.
30's the youngest.
30's the youngest.
And the
That's
oldest,
really
what's the oldest?
The oldest is about
60.
Hell no.
Okay.
You don't like 60? What's wrong with 60?
Nah.
55.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I still kind of, in my mind, I still want to have children, so I'm looking at in between 43 and 30.
30. So 30 and 43. Okay, odd number, but okay.
We should write this down. 30, 43, right? White or black, you have any preference?
They're writing it down.
Okay.
Okay, I get
what's your preference?
Black, Latina.
So it goes in order. Black, Latino, Latinx.
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 Three is
no
white
one says.
Or Asian.
Asian up in that.
Woo! So it goes black, Latin.
It's not really no order. It's just, it
no,
is what it
there's
is.
An order.
There is an
there's
everyone
a
has an order,
order,
right?
Okay.
So it goes
black,
Latino,
Latin,
Asian,
Asian,
then
white.
Whites.
So yeah. White's last.
No, it's not last.
What's last?
What's last?
I don't know, because I don't have a last. I don't understand. Like, I'm a fucking...
I get it.
We got the four.
Height?
Yeah. So height.
Does height matter?
She can be no more than like 6'2", 6'3".
She can be 6'3".
Yeah, no more than that. Yeah,
you seen a lot of 6'3 girls running around?
I mean, if she wants...
Are you, what are you hanging out, at fucking volleyball practice?
Is she ready?
Okay.
That's so fucking funny.
How short? What's the shortest she can be?
I don't.
4'9"?
I don't know.
4'9", 4'8"?
4'9", whatever.
Okay.
So the gambit between
4'9" and 6'3". Pretty much any girl ever that's ever lived.
I just told you. Right.
Okay,
like,
so.
Yeah, all right,
so 6'3". Okay, this is great. So 6'3".
4'8" and 6'3". He said 4'8".
Okay, now, these are the religions. So you're okay if she's Christian?
I'm okay with a lot of religions.
Okay.
As long as she ain't satanic.
Okay, so how about Scientology?
Scientology is a little weird. You can keep.
Okay,
going.
So no Scientology.
Oh, no Scientology. They're not all religions. Mormon.
It's cool.
Jewish.
Cool.
Mennonite.
No, it's the same thing basically.
Mennonite.
Yeah.
That's a different.
How about this?
Different
style. But
what
yeah.
If Zoroastrianism?
Oh, Zoroastrianism.
What the fuck is that?
Come
it's
on.
It's the first religion before.
It's the beginning.
The beginning.
Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, Zoroastrianism.
Is that okay?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
What about?
Well, you don't know? Put it down.
Put it down. That's
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
What about? What about FSM?
What is that?
Flying spaghetti monster. Do you know that religion?
He fucking with me. Now.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a real thing.
Oh, yeah, flying spaghetti monster. I've heard of.
Look
it.
Up.
Nah,
look up FSM.
No, let's do the list. Let's
no,
do the list.
I've
okay.
Never heard of.
Okay, so those are religions are fine. Let's go further. Right.
Judaism.
Socioeconomic. Let's go
socioeconomic status.
She makes $8,000 a year.
What's the lowest they can make?
Yeah.
For you?
I don't really have no preference with them.
Okay, so they can make no money a year and you're good. You're supporting
so
them.
So she got to be wanting to work. She can't just be a lazy. Because she might be in between jobs. You know how that shit is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she has to have a job or be getting a job.
Yeah, she got to be somebody who's...
But do you have a discrimination against what job?
Ambition.
What if she's in fast food?
No strippers, no prostitutes.
Okay. No strippers, no prostitutes.
Okay.
I'm not
we call them sex workers over here.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Remember when you ate tacos in Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they need to have all the limbs?
Wow.
So no, I'm asking. No.
Real.
Yeah, it's a real question. So
it's real.
Do they, if they're missing a leg, okay?
How many limbs
I mean,
can they be missing?
They're looking for that. No.
I know, but I'm just saying, would it be okay for a missing leg?
I guess.
How many limbs can they be missing? What's your limit?
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
Two limbs?
This is fucking weird as fuck.
No, it's not.
This
no,
is
no,
all
no,
on the profile.
This is a profile. How many limbs? Just say,
where
I want all limbs and we can move on.
What kind of profile is that?
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
making it.
Okay. Yeah, all limbs? What is it?
Is it all or nothing?
Yeah, give me all limbs since I got all mine. Let's do it like that.
And that's what it's going to say. Give me all limbs because I got all mine.
I got all my okay.
Give me all limbs because I
got all
mine.
Okay, so how about now? Can we do this?
Hair color preference?
I don't like too much of that purple and all them colors.
Oh, you
traditional. You want traditional natural hair.
It don't matter, man.
What if her natural hair is purple?
That's cool. Here's the thing. Okay. I'll date a woman who have their hair colored. This ain't no big deal.
What about this? Like, do you fuck with redheads?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever hooked up with a redheaded woman?
Never.
Never?
In college, I had one that I was,
So you did have one?
Just one.
Okay.
So it would be weird if there's an Asian woman who's 4'8 and has natural red hair, but that's fine with you?
It is what it is, Bobby.
Okay.
I'm attracted to
her. Okay. And she has it's Rosa Park tattoo on her back.
That's in the back of the bus.
Yeah. In the back.
I got to be attracted to her.
All right. I have another now. These are the most important questions now. Oh. We're talking about now personality disorders, right? Yeah, no. Just
hey, man.
Listen.
I can't get nobody normal.
No. Everyone has something, right? So this woman.
No, Bobby, everyone.
Stop. Let me ask you a question, okay? She has a little Tourette's. Yeah.
Cock.
No. And she doesn't swear words. Maybe she'll say like an animal. Cow. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Pig.
Peacock. Yeah.
Okay, bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
No Tourette's.
No Tourette's.
Put no Tourette's. All right.
I don't know, man.
How about a little Downs? Just a little. Like 10% Downs.
Nah, because then I feel like I'm doing like a charity case. Nah, I don't want to be. That's not. You feel me.
I feel you.
Don't be
all
like
right,
that.
No Downs.
Don't be
like that. I don't like all this discrimination, by the way.
Yeah.
I think you should be open to all of it.
What if she's.
At least I'm real.
What if she's.
I don't want the goddamn Down syndrome coalition calling me and shit.
That's kind of everybody out here.
Yeah.
Narcissistic. What a bipolar disorder?
No narcissist.
Okay.
Multiple personality disorder.
Nah.
No bipolar. No,
you gotta just be a normal woman.
Well, you're friends with people with disorders.
Yeah,
we
have disorders.
What us? What do you? Yeah.
What do you have?
So many.
I have 10% Downs.
You got what?
10% Downs.
I think it's 12.
Get the fuck
I think it's 12.5 Downs.
Man, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you don't have.
All right. The point is, we've acquired the list. Oh, by the way, piercings.
Yeah. That's
okay. No, I'm not into piercings.
No piercings. No piercings.
I mean,
have you ever had titty piercings?
Nah.
Never.
Never.
You've never had down there piercings
either,
bro. You don't know what you're missing, bud.
Tongue
ring.
I don't see the problem.
We have one last question.
That's just me.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl with a tongue ring?
Nope.
You're fucking missing.
We have one more category that's very important.
I don't think it's sexy.
How about
this?
I can see Santino. In
their point of view, right? It's like even when I'm talking about like disorders, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like people's opinions.
Uh huh.
Right. So. Trump supporter. Like she was there January 6th.
So was he.
Oh, that's right.
He stormed the Capitol.
Yeah. You were there.
What the fuck is
they were standing on his shoulders to get into the.
Yeah. Or a gay Trump supporter was.
You don't care about the politics.
Having a good time? Nah.
Good.
Oh, that's crazy. Nah, that's cool. What about. She just has this weird thing.
What if she was in the KKK and she got out? If she's like, I escaped, that's not me anymore.
I mean, she changed, so why would I even?
Okay, but be careful because there could be a little bit of get out in there.
No, we don't. She might be trapped. She need to go on ahead and get the rest of that out before she.
Dog, she accidentally. You found out she accidentally killed her kids. Accidentally.
Ooh, how did? What they? She left them in the tub, didn't
in
she?
In the tub, face down.
They drowned.
Yeah, they drowned. But she went to court. There was a trial.
Well, they said it was an accident. They ruled it an accident.
They ruled it an accident.
But you've heard the story, and it kind of
sounds weird.
Weird.
Okay. If I'm feeling like that, like it sounds kind of weird.
Triplets, all three kids. They died. She was on the phone downstairs.
All right. She had two previous husbands.
If I'm feeling
husbands.
Weird about it, I ain't going to do it. But if I feel like, that's all right, I'm going to go ahead and smash.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. She had two previous husbands, right? But they died in mysterious ways.
Very mysterious.
What is mysterious?
One of them was an engineer for airplanes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, he got stuck in the bottom of the plane and it flew and dropped him from 30,000 feet.
But what would that have to do with her, though?
Exactly. Yeah.
But the second husband.
Right. A piano fell on his head.
A piano fell on his head in New York City.
What is this? Did Lauren Hardy?
Yeah. Anyway, they both died very missing. They both went missing.
So
while
two
she
husbands
was,
died.
While she was with them.
Yeah,
she
they
was
went
never
missing.
But she was never a suspect in either.
She was
or,
with them.
Or a person
she
was with of
the,
interest.
Of course
always,
she was.
They're always, when they're the partner, they're always a person of interest.
But you've never seen a fucking murder mystery show before?
They both disappeared on a lake.
Where do you think I got the word?
Lakes, two times.
Two times. They went fishing. They just both disappeared on a lake. But she's never tried or convicted for it.
Two husbands.
Yeah.
Disappeared at the lake.
Boom, boom. Back to
back. Back to back.
Was she there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just won't be going to no lakes with her then.
That's the smart thing.
The problem is, the problem is she lives at Arrowhead Lake.
Yeah.
So to go see her, she'd come up here to dinner.
Right, but you said on the lake. So
she lives on the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Her house is on the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, her house is on the so.
She's very rich.
Okay, so would you go to the side of the lake? Like, you don't want to get in the lake.
Yeah.
But if you know that she two husbands died in a lake, right? And she goes, let's go on the shoreline. Would you go there?
I would always. God damn, this is.
Would you go there?
No, I probably wouldn't.
You know what I would do?
What you would do?
Walk ahead of me.
Yeah, you got to walk in front.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to be behind.
But what if, like, that's how she killed her husband? She turned around and then shot him and some shit like that. And then threw him in the
lake. Then you should bring a gun.
If she once she turns around, you fucking tackle her from behind.
Then, well, this isn't even a good date right here. This is.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good until she tried to kill you.
No, but you heard. So two guys died, right? Husbands, right?
Yeah.
But you heard from 10 people, she gives the best blowjobs on the
on
shoreline.
Earth. On
the,
Earth.
On only on that shoreline.
Okay.
Right. So you're walking. You're like, I don't want
to
die, but
also
I want to get the best blowjob on earth.
She says to you, you know, I only kind of suck dick at the shoreline.
Yeah.
I won't do it in the house, at the bedroom, in the car. Like, it's just not for me. I want to be outside by the shore.
She sounds like a setup. Y'all don't feel that?
No, it sounds kind of hot.
It feels hot.
Well, I feel a little bit in your voice.
Have you ever gotten a blowjob by the shoreline?
No.
Okay. Well, then.
Yeah. There you go. That's on you.
It's on you, bub.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what? Have you ever got a blowjob on a shoreline?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yes.
Well, you guys
roller coasters
so,
everywhere.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah. He blew me on a shoreline.
Well, now, easy. Easy. That's just not easy.
And you know what? We didn't go on one of those dates beforehand.
Yeah.
We just did it.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are
all right, so we have
friends.
The profile. We're going to set it up.
Yeah, we're going to set it up. That's amazing.
I'm
now,
excited.
Where is this at?
Yeah.
This is going to be on Tinder.
Hilarious. Okay.
It's got to exist.
Yeah.
Andre, so we're good with all that?
Of course. We have someone was commenting, someone that you guys really like was commenting on the vignette versus montage thing.
Who is it that we like?
It's someone who Bobby will have a huge respect for.
Ooh.
And okay. He commented on it and called it a vignette.
Episode. Oh, you cocksucker. You yourself call it a vignette. You cocksucker. We talked about Up on the Christmas episode. Let's hear it. Oh, I can't wait.
Dude, that, I can't even watch that vignette.
Bawling.
It makes me so emotional.
Bawling.
Yeah. They should end the movie there.
Take it
back.
That
was the best part.
Yeah,
go back.
Yeah.
I can't even watch that. What? Turn it the fuck up.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, that, I can't even watch that vignette.
Bawling.
It makes me so emotional. I can stop.
I can't even watch that vignette. Oh my God, I feel so fucking good. The steroids are kicking in. Oh, thank you for being
a bad
friend.
Oh my God.
Fuck.